as we continue on in the story. They have a solution for Paul about how to deal with religious people. And here's what they say. Verse 23 says this, "Do therefore what we tell you. We have four men who are under a vow. Take these men and purify yourself along with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads." Does everybody understand that? What's that about? What's a vow? And why do they shave their heads? Now, I'll put you in a frame of mind. Think about Samson, right, and his hair, right? Think about maybe, some people speculate, think about John the Baptist and his hair. And he'll drink no wine from the womb, right? Picture that picture. But I think you can get a good picture of this vow that they're talking about by looking at your Bible in the Old Testament in the book of Numbers. You guys love the book of Numbers. You get prayed over from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, almost every week at the end of the service when we say, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up your countenance and give you peace." You like that when you read that from Numbers chapter 6. Same chapter in the book of Numbers. So in a Bible at the end of the row, it's on page 136. Right? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Deuteronomy's too far. And then after that, you're out of the Torah. So you know this about your Bibles because you read them. So if you're on page 136 in Numbers, in chapter 6, look at what it says in verse 1 of Numbers chapter 6. "The Lord spoke to Moses and said, 'Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, whether a man or a woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite,'" which means dedicated person, right? "Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord. They shall separate themselves from wine and strong drink." I don't know why that matters if you're being spiritual, but it does. "Separate themselves from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar made from wine or strong drink, and shall not drink any juice of grapes or eat grapes fresh or dried." So raisins are out. I don't know why. This is the rule. "All the days of their separation, they shall eat nothing that's produced by the grapevine, not even seeds or the skins." Whatever. That's the details of the rules. Look at verse 5. "All the days of their vow of separation, no razor shall touch their head until the time is completed for which they separate themselves to the Lord, and they shall be holy. They shall let the locks of their head, of the hair of their head, grow long." You get it? So now we're into the long hair. You skip a little bit down to verse 13. "This is the law of the Nazarite. From the time of their separation, when the time of their separation has been completed, they should be brought to the entrance of the tent of meeting," right? And then it says yada, yada, yada. And verse 18 says something that we're going to use this morning, among other things. "The Nazarite shall shave his consecrated head at the entrance of the tent of meeting and take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire that's under the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall take the shoulder of the ram when it's boiled and one unleavened loaf out of the basket and one unleavened wafer and shall put them in the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved the hair of his consecration." And then verse 21 is the end of the matter in this chapter. "This is the law of the Nazarite. But if he vows an offering to the Lord above his Nazarite vow, as he can afford, in exact accordance with the vow that he takes, then shall he do in addition to the law of the Nazarite." So, a little bit remedial education here in church this morning. Paul has got four guys under a vow, and I propose to you that Paul's under a vow, and you can see that in Acts chapter 18, verse 18. You can see that he also cut his hair because he was under a vow, right? And so now he's come to Jerusalem, and they're saying, "Paul, they're worried that you don't follow the rules, that you're a rule breaker, that you are a radical element in free fall, like a free radical that causes cancer in a body cell. You are a free radical in the body of Christ. They want to stop you because they hear that you disobey the Ten Commandments and that you're teaching not even circumcision to our kids. And this is a problem. But here's what you do. You go, and these guys are under a vow. Help them fulfill their vow. And then people will see that reasonable stuff you're still participating in, and you're not a troublemaker, a free radical, a dangerous person, an antinomial individual, against the law person. How's that sound? Pretty understandable, right? But it's happening in the book of Acts, and it'll go right past you if you don't notice. And that's what they're doing with Paul.